Mr. Main joins me on the line now. Stephen Main, what's the point if you know you have no chance of winning?
Well, it's to change things, Russell. I want to draw attention to a series of issues, number one of which is the bank cartel in Australia and the enormous profits that they make ripping off consumers, and pointing out the power that Peter Costello has through the Banking Act to actually rein them in, and giving his voters in his seat of Higgins a chance to send him a direct message that they want strong action to stop the bank penalty rip-offs and things like that.
Okay, first to that particular issue, what are the bank penalty rip-offs?
Well, I've had three $35 overdrawn fees in the last 2 months, which, you know, for I might go $10 over and I suddenly get slugged with the $35 fee. I had a merchant facility with my bank and I wanted to close it down. They said it would be a $500 fee just to close it down. I mean, well, all Australians are suffering from these sort of fees they weren't told about when they joined their bank. We're all so entangled with our bank, it's just too hard to leave. And in the UK, we've seen all sorts of regulatory and consumer group action against the banks, you know, suggestions that a lot of these bank penalty fees are illegal because you're only meant to recover the cost of the, you know, when someone goes overdrawn, not make a massive profit out of it. So I'm just drawing attention to that. You know, the bank, the big four banks have gone from having a market value of $50 billion to $264 billion over the last 11 years. That's a 500% increase. Financial services companies are now 43% of our stock market when the global average is only 28%. So all the numbers point to super profits and there's no export earnings. They're all taking it out of the Australian consumer and they're all operating with a licence thanks to Mr. Costello, and that's a licence to print money, and I think he should put some conditions on those licences.
Okay, I suppose Peter Costello would be saying to you right now, all right, yes, I do control banks to a certain extent, but we leave the regulation of fees, etc., to the regulatory bodies here in Australia.
Well, I remember Paul Keating used to regularly beat up on the banks, and there's a quote in the Latham Diaries where Keating says the one thing that would tempt him to get back into the Parliament would be a chance to stuff the banks. I mean, I just point to what Paul Keating did when he was the Treasurer. He ensured there was competition. Whenever any bank stepped over the line, he was all over them with both rhetoric and regulation. And I simply say that Peter Costello controls all the key means here. He appoints the Reserve Bank Board. He appointed his close mate, Graham Samuel, to be the head of the ACCC. And, of course, Graham Samuel is a former failed Liberal pre-selection candidate in the seat of Higgins. So he's very, very close to the Treasurer. The Treasurer controls APRA, the Prudential Regulator, and he's got the Banking Act, which has enormous powers. So I just simply say that he has enormous powers. He's done diddly squat to protect the consumer, and it's time that the people stood up and said, Peter Costello, we want some action on bank fees.
Okay, bank fees is one issue. Poker machines is another issue you mentioned earlier today.
Yes, look, Australians are the biggest gamblers in the world, and the reason for this is that because our state governments have very narrow revenue bases, they deliver most of the services, and out of sheer desperation, they turn to gambling to raise money. And Peter Costello's had a $120 billion increase in his revenue since he's become the Treasurer. It's just an absolute revenue bonanza. If he can spend $6 billion offering to buy out water licences, I think he can also spend a few billion offering to compensate the states for cancelling many of their poker machine licences. And I also think he should use his banking powers to have the removal of ATMs from poker machine venues. I mean, there's a venue 100 metres from the Treasurer's electorate office in Higgins, which has precisely that, a whole bunch of poker machines and an ATM literally 3 metres from the poker machines.
Okay, the issue, and you mentioned it there, is that it's the states who regulate the poker machines, not the federal government.
But the Treasurer controls, has all the power of the banking system, so he could order, he could regulate that ATMs be removed. And I mean, I'm working with Nick Xenophon partly on this campaign, the anti-pokies campaigner from South Australia. And he makes the point as well that the industrial relations ruling by the High Court shows that at the end of the day, the Commonwealth has all the power. And I think that with some decent money on the table, that Peter Costello is the man who could end Australia's addiction to gambling and all the social costs that causes. And I just plead with him to listen to his brother, you know, Tim Costello, who's a magnificent campaigner on poker machine issues, and do something at last. I mean, he just hasn't done anything for the last 11 years whilst we've all become so addicted to the pokies.
Okay, how much support do you think you'll have? I mean, the election will be a test of this. How much support do you think you have from the voters of Higgins to send Peter Costello a message like this?
Well, I'm only going to spend about $10,000, Russell. I'd be happy to get 4% of the vote and send Peter Costello to preferences for the first time in a few elections. He got the majority of the vote last time. He got 55% of the vote last time, and he has an 8.8% margin. I think that stripping him down to a margin of 2 or 3% and getting 4% would be a good result, and it would just keep him on his toes. I mean, you've even got issues about like the fact that Victoria is not even getting its fair share of road funding. I mean, I find that amazing that the Treasurer is a resident in Victoria and he's actually shafting his own state on road funding. Things like that, I think if the people of Higgins get told a few of these issues, that I think that you know, they might send Peter a message and hopefully vote for me in modest numbers.
Yeah, I suppose the people of Higgins would also be aware that if the Coalition does get in, they may have a Prime Minister representing them very soon.
Well, I think that will probably help his vote hold up to a degree. But look, we're looking at a swing of 5 to 10% here. So I would agree with the proposition that Peter Costello will probably have a swing against him which will be less than the national average. But if the Rudd slide is really on, then even those with relatively safe 8.8% margins are in the frame to be swept out. So I think it'll be good to have Peter Costello back in his electorate and working a bit harder, because he's been pretty much taking it for granted, and I hope that he'll raise to some of these issues and join in a candidates debate. I mean, we're organising a candidates debate. I hope he doesn't do a Tony Abbott and either, you know, turn up late or not get there at all.
Okay, you've said though that you're talking about a Rudd slide. If a Rudd slide does happen, your efforts to press the Treasurer on these issues are going to go unrewarded, really, because he won't be the Treasurer anymore.
Well, I think the balance of probabilities, Russell, is that he will be back in the Parliament. And I think that if I can get 4-6% on a Banks message, then that sends a very strong message to Kevin Rudd to do something. And it does worry me a bit that Kevin Rudd's family owns about $300,000 worth of big bank shares, and I'd certainly be hoping that he'd dispose of those before becoming the Prime Minister, making big decisions on a highly regulated industry. But I think that Labor is a better chance to do something about the banks, although the party's a bit scared sort of from the whole 1949 attempt to nationalise the banks when they lost office. So that does make Labor a bit nervous, but I think Australians are keen for some action on banks.
And have you run that past Wayne Swan, the Shadow Treasurer?
I've written to Wayne Swan for the first time today just on another matter of preferences, but I certainly will be raising that issue. That I mean, the other problem, Russell, is that the Labor Party itself owns somewhere between $50 and $100 million worth of Commonwealth Bank shares. Now, unfortunately, we don't have decent disclosure laws in this country, so we don't have a precise figure, but they have publicly revealed that the Commonwealth Bank has paid them more than $16 million in dividends through their Queensland Investment Division over the years. So I think it is important that Labor actually comes clean about the scale of the party's investment in the Commonwealth Bank and the big banks generally, in terms of how they frame their banking policies and looking after the consumers in the past, because Labor has made many, many tens of millions out of the lucrative bank cartel in Australia, and I think consumers have suffered from that.
All right, we'll leave it there, Stephen Mayne. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Russell.
Stephen Mayne, founder of the Crikey website, now the candidate, one of the candidates for the Melbourne seat of Higgins, up against Treasurer Peter Costello.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.